your smartphone.
Part of the KM Group.
KMFM at 1 o'clock, the latest now with Kieran Corr.
Government's announcing a shake-up to children's services in England. Lindsay Brown has the details for KMFM.
Recent Ofsted inspections rated a quarter of English councils as inadequate and none were judged as outstanding. That's something the Education Secretary, Nicky Morgan, wants to change.
It's about recognising failure, supporting the workforce, training people well, being clear what they are expected to do.
Abuse cases in Rochdale, Rotherham and Oxfordshire have raised the profile of failing councils. John Cameron from the NSPCC welcomes the reforms.
By putting the focus on child protection, I think can only be accepted as a good way forward.
Departments judged as inadequate will have 6 months to improve or be taken over by charities and other councils.
Meantime, the number of newborns taken into care in England has more than doubled in recent years, according to new figures. They've revealed more than 2,000 babies were made the subject of care proceedings in 2013, up from just over 800 in 2008.
KMFM News.
Anti-terror officers in Paris say a teacher's been attacked by a hooded man claiming links to Islamic State. The male victim was taken to hospital, but his injuries aren't thought to be life-threatening. The suspect, who was armed with a box cutter knife and scissors, fled the scene. It's been revealed more than 15,000 days in prison were handed to offenders in Kent last year as a form of punishment. Stats from the Howard League for Penal Reform show extra time was issued at sites including Elmley, Rochester and Cookhamwood for inmates who broke rules. Andrew Nilsson, who's from the charity, says considering how overcrowded the system is, bosses should be looking at other options.
In terms of discipline, you can restrict their access to family visits or restrict their access to work so that they earn money while they're behind bars. But similarly, you can incentivize behavior by increasing access to family visits, increasing access to work.
Police are investigating after a man died following a crash involving two cars in West Kent. A blue Nissan collided with a silver Ford Fiesta along 7 Mile Lane near Rootham Heath just before 7 yesterday morning. The man driving the Fiesta died at the scene. An investigation's underway after a woman and a young boy were injured on a Christmas ride at Bluewater. At kentonline.co.uk, you can see a video of the pair colliding on the snow slide at the shopping centre on Saturday. It's believed the child was left with a split eye while the woman has suffered concussion. A Bluewater spokesman says the event's organisers looking into the matter and has also brought in extra safety measures. Two men have been jailed for mugging a man as he walked through an underpass at a railway station in Kent. They targeted the victim at Strood Station in October last year, taking two mobile phones, headphones and bank cards. The pair, who are aged 43 and 36, have been sentenced to almost 6 years behind bars. Southeastern are reminding passengers to be aware of the new winter timetables which have come into effect today. Evening services on the Tunbridge to Hastings line look likely to be the most disrupted due to engineering works. But there'll be more trains from the new £26 million Rochester station, which opened to commuters this morning. Claire Perry is the Rail Minister.
There'll be more services, so more frequent services, and more trains stopping here, longer trains stopping here so that people won't have to walk forward, they can get it, which of course means that everything can be done a little bit faster.
Children who've migrated to Kent are being encouraged to make friends and build their confidence by playing sport. A charity's teamed up with Canterbury Rugby Club to help get the boys and girls to overcome language barriers. Graham Dunkley's from Migrant Help.
We at Migrant Help would like to see integration of young children, and we believe that in the local community rugby is a strong way of doing that. Encourages them to make friends, try new skills and stay healthy.
And Ed Sheeran's quitting social media because he says he's seeing the world through a screen and not his eyes. In a message on Instagram, the singer thanked his fans for being amazing, but said he needed to take some time off.
KMFM Sport.
In football, Arsenal will face Barcelona in the last 16 of the Champions League. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Jack.
Well, of the other remaining English clubs, Manchester City will be up against Dynamo Kiev. And Premier League strugglers Chelsea have been drawn against French champions Paris Saint-Germain. Arguably, the tie of the round will be Juventus against Bayern Munich. Elsewhere, England's cricket selectors have added Stephen Finn to their squad for the tour of South Africa. The pace bowler was initially left out of the 16 due to suffering bone stress during the recent Pakistan series. And in ice hockey, Kent's Invicta Dynamos managed to avoid defeat this weekend after playing two games in South Division 1. They drew 2-2 with Oxford City Stars at the ice rink in Gillingham yesterday after beating London Raiders 3-1 on Saturday. The result leaves them fourth place in the league.
That's the latest. You can also keep up to date on your smartphone, tablet and PC with kentonline.co.uk.